Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael Barkan, and welcome again to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. We're coming to you from Pennsylvania, the southeast corner of Pennsylvania, Delaware County, in fact, which we love to refer to as Delco. It's a Delco thing, and it's even hitting the national mindset of what that Delco vibe is. We've got part of it right here today on this episode because there is a brand that comes out of Delaware County, Pennsylvania, and it's a 100-year-old brand. Everybody loves water ice. And we have the president of Rosati Ice Company here today. Certainly a good neighbor. Let me welcome to the stage Rich Trotter. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
Very good. Thank you. And thanks for joining us here on the Good Neighbor Podcast. Rich, there could not be a better good neighbor business than Rosati Ice. And I think it's because everybody loves water ice and everybody has fond memories of water ice, and in particularly Rosati Water Ice. It was founded right here in Delaware County, correct?
Well, actually, it was West Philadelphia by Sam Rosati, but he did move the business out to Delco in 1955. So that's even before my time. And, we've been Clifton Heights proud, Delco proud since then.
So even prior then to 55, Sam Rosati, the founder of the company, when did he found Rosati Ice, or was it even someone, his father?
No, it was Sam Rosati, 1912, West Philadelphia.
He was. We have over 100 years now of Rosati Ice then.
Yes.
You know, Rich, this program is capable of being listened to anywhere in the world, really, but certainly nationally. And I think that the Delco or the Delaware County people here, Philadelphia area people, might certainly know, obviously, Rosati Ice. And then they see it elsewhere and they think, wow, look at this Rosati Ice that it's kind of outside of our area. It's really far outside our area, isn't it, Rich?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Bob. About 30% of our business is in California, 25% in Texas, another 20% Florida through the North Carolinas. I don't know why, but wherever it's warmer in the climate, you can generally find Rosati Ice.
It's a great way to cool down. And for those who don't quite know what water ice is, and you've seen it, it's out there. There's different kinds. There's Polish water ice, and there's different flavors, and some thicker and thinner. But Rich, if we were to try to explain to someone what water ice is, as opposed to a popsicle or as opposed to, other things that we know, how would you explain water ice to someone who's the Rosati ice to someone who's just about ready to taste it?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. It's a dairy, nut, and gluten-free product, frozen treat. It's similar to a slushy in a sense, except it's in a finer, more sorbet-ish sherbet style. And we our product is 100% fat-free, cholesterol-free, and we sort of fell into that. The population is growing right now in becoming more and more dairy, nut, and gluten adverse, and our product fits the script for that. And there's companies all over the country that may not understand or know what Italian ice is, but they know that they like our product. Thankfully, we're being included in selection of novelties with big companies like Unilever, Blue Bunny, Nestle, people like that.
Mm. Well, everybody around this area certainly loves it. And as a kid, you know, we have memories of being able to have our own cup of Rosati Ice, and it would be very cold, and you'd have to scrape it off the top to get your, you know, bit of a ice to then taste in some marvelous flavors that you've picked that day. Rich, I have to say that not only do I remember it at grocery stores and even walk-up stands, but over the years it became the brand of interest in places like swim clubs and schools. And today, how much of your business is retail business to retail establishments or even your own stores? And how much of it is, your sales are B2B all the way around to those kind of locations?
Yeah, great question. When I bought the business, the model was you made a gob of money in the summer and you lost a gob of money in the winter. And if the gob in the summer was bigger than the gob in the winter, you had a good year. I was never comfortable with that. So we started about 20, a little over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. developing a product that would count as a fruit on the school lunch program. And that's really carried us across the country. Currently, about 70% of our business is K through 12 schools with a Italian ice cup that meets a half cup fruit requirement on the school lunch program. And no added sugar, naturally colored. And then the rest of this is sold to mobile vending trucks all over the country. Well, we've started to get into convenience stores. We are in some supermarkets, and we're looking to grow in the supermarkets. When I bought the business, half the business was supermarkets, but it wasn't a profitable piece of our business. So we tended to walk away from that and focus on the schools. And it had a nice payoff until the pandemic.
We're talking to Rich Trotter, who is the owner, operator, president, founder, CEO, not the founder, but not the namesake, but certainly the caretaker and the business entrepreneur that found a wonderful American brand coming from Delco at the time and took over the company and has taken it to far higher levels. You know, the name Rosati is easily understood in this area, but to be sure to our listeners, it's spelled R-O-S-A-T-I. And the company is Rosati Ice, and we would lovingly say Rosati Water Ice. It's the way that we refer to it here. But RosatiIce.com is where you can learn about the Rosati Ice company and read about its story. Rich, I have to think that the people who might be listening are listening because they're having fond memory. And if you want to have more memories, go to the website and read about this company that you remember as a child and probably are buying Rosati Ice for your children today. But if you're a business person and if you're someone that is interested in having those memories come in a cup and selling them to others, certainly, Rich, anyone could investigate whether or not they could begin to sell Rosati Water Ice or maybe this mobile truck or even a retail establishment or a school. How do you suggest that they get in contact with your company?
Yeah, just go to RosatiIce.com, hit the contact tab and send us an email within a day. Either myself or my assistant Deb Reese will be back in contact with you, and we'd love to spread the good news of Rosati, and we'd love to be able to give other folks the opportunity to put smiles on people's faces as well.
Certainly, it's the best of the old, and I would imagine the best of the new too. Rich, every company, and certainly a company led by, you know, a leader like yourself who has taken it to much higher levels, recognizes that you can have a great old thing, you can keep that old thing new. But to be able to keep it top of the mind for those who are looking for something different, you have to change with the times. Give us an idea. You know, if I were to set the picture in people's minds of Rosati Water Ice, you know, with a little wooden stick, scraping the top of that ice and tasting that flavor that you remember, cherry, and maybe you're allowed to have root beer or lemon. But Rich, today or in recent years, what has been the kind of the newness that has been able to creep into some great old branding? Is it different flavors? Is it different kinds of product in itself other than ice? Give us an idea what has changed or need nothing change because of just how wonderful the brand is.
Well, every vat of product we make, our goal is to improve on the last vat. So when somebody says, "I love your ice," it's just like I remembered it 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. In actuality, it's not the same ice, but what it does hoping for is that it replicates the same experience where it puts a smile on your face and brings joy, little joy into somebody's life by eating our product. It's taste, texture, and color. We hang our hat on those three items. We have the best tasting product. We're America's first and the world's best Italian ice. America's first and the world's best, and we take pride in that. And we're America's first out of Clifton Heights, Delaware County. And we're Delco proud. The product itself, in terms of the texture, it used to be where you would scrape the product. Right now, the texture of the product is a lot more sorbet, where it's so easy to go into. So I almost have an aversion to call it water or Italian ice because people think of the scraping, where our product is a lot more than that. And the last piece of it is very important. It's color. We're the only Italian ice that puts their product into a clear cup, not a translucent cup, not a printed cup, but in a clear cup because people buy with their eyes. And there's nothing more vibrant in the food category than eating Italian ice. So I would want to hide that, you know, in a printed package. So, you know, by putting it into the clear package, with a soft textured product where the flavor just pops in your mouth. That's the experience that we hope to give all our customers.
Well, you do. I can tell you, as a father of four boys who were raised to be able to get treats when they were being good or had a good day at the swim club or whatever, you know, it was let's do water ice. We don't need to get ice cream. Let's do water ice, cool down and enjoy that flavor. And it does bring back fond memories, Rosati Ice. Rich, I want to thank you for taking an American brand that was already some 50 years in the making and maybe even having struggles to get to the next level to then take it nationally and to make sure that the world was able to find out about Rosati Ice. Think about what Rich Trotter, the president of Rosati Ice, has just said. The world's first and the world's best water ice. It's Rosati Ice. And Rich, I want to thank you for being a good neighbor business, not only in Delaware County, as your company always has, and because you bring a neighborly product to everybody and you're trying to take it to the world. But Rich, we've heard about Rosati Ice and its foundation of sponsorship in its own community and beyond. And we thank you for being a business owner that recognizes that the buyers of your Rosati Ice are your own people and the people of the world, really, that you're willing to kind of bring a great product to them and you're willing to bring more than that. Your support, your leadership, your sponsorship of organizations. You are a good neighbor, Rich Trotter, and we thank you for being a guest on the Good Neighbor podcast today. Thank you for coming. And everybody, find out more about Rosati Ice. You can find it at rosatiice.com and get a chance to learn more about this great American company out of Delco that is now some 112 years older or even older, and certainly to continue for years to come. Rich Trotter, thank you for being our guest here today.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.